Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
941. Good Sunday morning to you, Dean Richards. Time for the Weekend Health. Our look at keeping you as healthy as possible every week. Dr. Jeremy Silver, Director of Emergency Medicine, Northwestern's Kishwaukee Hospital, joining us as always. Doctor, good morning to you, my friend. I hope you're keeping warm.
Good morning, Dean. Yeah, certainly. I've got the heat going at the moment.
It is, one of those weeks where it seems like all I heard about were people coming down with, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the neurovirus that we've heard of, or people getting COVID, or just colds, or what the deal is. But this is that time of year where just everybody is sick, and more sick.
It is miserable. And they've got a fancy name for it. Excuse me. You can tell I'm on the tail end of something, but they're calling it the quad-demic, meaning the four circulating viruses, that being flu, COVID, RSV, and norovirus. And, some of the symptoms just overlap with all of them, so it may not be clear what you've got, but you definitely don't feel good.
So how do you determine what you've got and what you should do? Should you contact doctors, or just, a lot of times with these kind of things, you just have to wait it out, right?
For the most part, most folks, are going to wait it out, I would say, with the exception of people, particularly folks that are on chemo for cancer or some sort of immune suppressant. When you get a fever, you definitely want to check in with your physician, and those folks typically know that. But like you say, the symptoms can be so sort of generic, a sore throat or fatigue, headache, stuffy or runny nose, a cough, or just your body just doesn't feel good. Something we call malaise in the medical profession. All of those could be symptoms, certainly of COVID or flu. RSV, the respiratory syncytial virus, tends to be more of a very specific to the nose and throat, so runny nose and a cough. But the norovirus, that's, kind of stands on its own. You're talking about real bad pains in your belly, and the diarrhea and the vomiting, of course.
So I've heard people talking about stomach flu-like symptoms. Is that part of this quad-demic thing that you're talking about?
It certainly can be. The norovirus is notorious for it's what that is essentially, when we say the stomach flu, that's the main culprit for causes of the stomach flu. And I'll just repeat again, I know we've talked about this previously, but the hand sanitizer, the alcohol-based hand sanitizer, does not get rid of it. You've got to use soap and water. Furthermore, soap and water doesn't kill it. It just washes it away. So if you really want to disinfect your house, you want to be using bleach-based products, either bleach wipes or a weak bleach solution.
Wow. I mentioned this last week. It sounds like a sci-fi movie of the virus that won't die, that you wash it down the sink and it goes someplace else, only to find another victim.
These things are nasty, Dean. They are very, very nasty. And I think the thing that I would say about it is, the whole goal with a stomach flu, whether it's norovirus or some other virus, the actual virus itself matters less than the care for the person, and that is trying to keep up with what's going out. You want it to go back in. So, for every episode of running to the bathroom, you want to be drinking, 8 ounces of liquid, essentially. That could be water or Gatorade or tea or, ginger ale. Those are all great ways to kind of replenish.
Yeah. Is one better than another? I've heard pluses and minuses about the sports drinks because they replenish necessary nutrients that one needs. But are you just as good with a glass of water as you are a Gatorade?
Yeah, I'll, I'll usually go kind of one for two, so I'll drink two glasses of water. And if I'm really, really sick, you know, with constant trips to the bathroom, as I mentioned, that, you know, I'll throw in a glass of Gatorade just to help with those electrolytes. You don't want to be drinking gallons of water. That can get you into trouble, paradoxically. Too much water actually can be a bad thing, but really too much of anything is a bad thing. So I think just mix it up. There's no magic formula to it, but it's good to have a little bit of both, a little bit of electrolytes and a little bit of water.
Now, here's how crazy I am. When I get sick, somehow I think that if I drink grapefruit juice, that I'm doing my body a big favor, because anything that tastes that bad has to be good for you.
Well, you have to be careful with grapefruit juice, and I'm really glad you brought that up.
Oh, I just thought it was a quirky thing with me.
No. It's a great way to hydrate the body. However, grapefruit juice specifically interferes with a number of medications.
Wow.
And can actually cause lethal buildup of certain medicines. And there's so many, I can't name them all. I would just say that if you're thinking about drinking grapefruit juice and you're on medication of any kind, either Google it or talk to your doctor, because it may be dangerous for you.
Wow. Okay. All right. Wow. It turns out my little quirky thing actually is something potentially, I thought I was helping myself. It turns out I was putting myself in jeopardy. A quick break, and we're coming right back with Dr. Jeremy Silver. If you've got questions, comments, you can call or text 312-981-7200. All right, we are back, 9:51, Dean Richards, 720 WGN. Dr. Silver, during the break, sent me a link of drugs that do not play well with grapefruit juice. And wow, doctor, you are right. That is a formidable list that we've got here.
And there's also some fairly common drugs there, so it's certainly good to take a look at.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we'll post this so people can take a look at it, because it would take the rest of the show to list all of these. But there are statins are listed here, cholesterol drugs, blood pressure drugs, anti-anxiety drugs. I mean, there's a lot. There is definitely a lot. So bye-bye grapefruit juice. Hello, cranberry juice, I think, for me.
Maybe a good switch to make.
Might be a good one. Let's go to Jim at 720 WGN. Hi, Jim. You're on with Dr. Silver.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks for being here every weekend, Doc. I appreciate your perspective on everything. I am a pharmacist, and I'm curious on your position on probiotics, because I think in this day and age of the quad viruses that are going around, probiotics are really helpful, but the right ones.
What's your take on those?
Jim, great point to make, and I think probably I'm in your camp in the sense that I think many healthcare providers are underutilizing these medications. And I'd actually be curious from a pharmacist's perspective if there's, you know, specific formulations that you like better than others. We tend to kind of go, you know, just go generic in our discharge instructions. But I will almost uniformly send patients home with probiotics when I'm putting them on antibiotics. But that's a great thought for using them in the setting of a virus.
I think it's important to get the probiotics that are kept in the refrigerator at the pharmacies, not the ones that are sitting out in front, because obviously the preservation of the potency is much better, and those seem to give us good effects. I mean, I personally have been taking probiotics a long time, and they've done a really good job of not totally preventing some of these virus things from going through you, but keeping them to a minimum. You know, instead of being down three or four times a winter, you're maybe down once a winter, or maybe none. So I think that's really important, but you got to get the right ones. You don't buy the ones that are the over-the-counter that are sitting out there. You got to buy the ones that the Florigen is the biggest one that's used out of the refrigerator in the pharmacies. There's others that you can order online, and they ship them to you frozen or whatever, or with frozen packaging or whatever.
So dry ice. Do you need prescriptions for these, Dr. Silver?
No, No,
he's correct that you don't. Yep. Well, absolutely.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you guys.
It's okay.
No, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I was just wondering if they're behind the counter and refrigerated, if you needed, you just go to the pharmacy and say, that's what I want to get?
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
Okay. And
they cost some money. I mean, they're probably $30 a bottle, which is a dollar a day. But important to take my perspective on this. You take them at bedtime so that capsule sits in that gut overnight. You get maximum absorption from that. And it just seems to do found we get great results for patients all the time.
Yeah. Now, aren't probiotics found in yogurt and other natural sources as well, Dr. Silver?
They can be. Yes, certain yogurts, they usually say on the packaging with active cultures, and I think most yogurt today has gone that route. So yes, it's definitely naturally occurring. The only caveat that I would make is that in some folks, you can get sort of derangements to the liver function tests. So if you are going to jump on the probiotic bandwagon, and I do think it's a good idea, make sure you're in concert with your doctor just to make sure that they're checking your basic chemistries.
Yeah, I think I would want to consult my doctor on that before I start to self-medicate. But, Jim, appreciate you bringing it up. Thank you very much. Dr. Silver, real quick, a text from the 708. I had a recent bout with COVID earlier this year that gave me lots of dizziness. Is that common with COVID? That's actually the first time that I've heard that with COVID, but I'm sure you know better.
I've seen a lot of inner ear stuff with COVID. And if you kind of think about COVID, how it enters through the nose and the mouth, and your ears are right there. And so I've seen quite a few people with ongoing disequilibrium, as they say, or even ringing in the ears. And so not all dizziness is the same, and this dizziness that this person is describing may be slightly different. But in terms of ear, nose, and throat type of symptoms, definitely something that we see.
Wow. We're learning all the time, aren't we, about COVID and things that it does and lasting effects and so forth. All these years later, we're still learning about it. Appreciate the information as always, Dr. Jeremy Silver, Medical Director, Emergency Medicine, Northwestern's Kishwaukee Hospital. Go enjoy your probiotics, doctor, and we'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.